Well, happy Tuesday of Holy Week to you. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor of LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And the focus of our devotion today, and especially as we head in to rounding out this Lenten season and head into Easter week, is Psalm 139, one of the great psalms of the scriptures. You know, the psalms have been called the prayer book of the human race. We see all the range of emotion in the psalms because they're the one place maybe in the scriptures where we see everything in terms of response to the greatness, the magnitude of who God is, all the way down to kind of the despair of humanity when we look around and see the world and certainly the difference between what God intended and what God is. So Psalm 139 gives us so many reasons to praise God, and that's really the focus for today. It's all about praise. It's about because God, who you are, and because of how you've revealed to us who you are and your names, therefore, there are certain things that are true about us. And the psalm, I think, outlines a number of them. Things like, because you're who you are, God, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing. I am united with Christ. I am loved, chosen, I'm holy, I'm adopted, I'm redeemed, I'm forgiven, I'm called. All of those themes you see in this psalm, and they give us reason to praise. And as we praise, we see things like our doubt, our pride, our greed, all those things that we've been working our way through during this Lenten season. As we praise, we see those things just begin to diminish. We begin to see humility increase. We begin to see trust increase. We begin to see kindness increase. We begin to see patience increase in our lives as God does his good work. So this morning, as we prayerfully think about Jesus making his march toward the cross this week, the things that were true of him, we want those things to be true of us. And they're true of us because of the greatness of God's name. So I'm going to pray that for us today, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray as well. Father, as we think about who you are, as we think about all the things that are said in Psalm 139, Lord, then we think about the ways that you have blessed us, and our automatic response to that, God, is praise, is thanksgiving, it's recognition of who you are. Your names, God, we think just about the name, especially this week of Jesus, Yahweh saves. That, Lord, that was your intended mission from the moment you left glory to come to us. And so as we exist here, God, in that space of the already and the not yet, Lord, the things that are true of us spiritually will always be true of us spiritually, no matter what. But Lord, we don't live in a world that has yet been redeemed, but someday, and that's the expression of this week, there's a resurrection that is coming someday. And so God, we wrap our hearts in that today. They are a warm blanket for us as we live here in the not yet. And so we just want to say today, God, we want to humble ourselves and that we trust you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.